I want to thank everybody who's made it this far to episode 62 of Bite-Sized Blessings. It is truly a labor of love. But I do want to apologize. I know that sometimes I post on Sundays. This past week, I posted the episode on a Thursday. I'm trying to find my rhythm with this. And more than likely, it's going to continue this way. There are some times on the weekends where I have opportunities I just don't want to miss. But I do promise there will be a new episode every week. This podcast started amidst the pandemic. I wanted to bring some light and some hope to the world. And probably because I grew up overseas with children from all over the world and got to see many parts of the world that others don't have the privilege of seeing, I've always been interested in creating spaces where those of differing viewpoints, different religions, different cultures can come together, share stories, and find a common area where everyone can relate. This podcast is meant to do just that. It is meant to be ecumenical, expansive, and create dialogue between those who might otherwise disagree. In this episode, I get to interview Wendy Rule, who self-identifies as a witch. For an idea of just who she is, visit her Instagram page at Wendy Rule, and that's R-U-L-E. Her Instagram is full of ruminations on the full moons, the new moons, and everything in between, with joyful happenings, with photos of her gorgeous New Mexico backyard. Her Instagram feed is a lovely reminder of just how beautiful this world is. With that being said, here is episode 62 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And we were even in a car accident once on the I-80, where we hit black ice up kind of beyond Salt Lake City. And we were sliding across, you know, it's a huge road, oncoming huge trucks. We would have slid right across to the other side of the road to oncoming traffic, except a big old juniper tree, the only one for a long way, just one tree, we just glided straight into it. And it went, here you go, I'll hold you. It saved our lives.
I guess I would love to know how you define magic. What does that mean to you?
Well, magic is, to me, being in the flow. I guess it's like, you know, when you have different wavelengths of music, maybe two violins are playing the same note. Well, what happens is those two wavelengths join together, they entrain, you know, and then they amplify each other. So I think it's about somehow sinking in and entraining, finding entrainment with the vibration of the world around you. So being in that flow, being open to it, but also kind of directing that flow as well, using thought, mind, word, gesture, all those kind of things, and directing it for a positive outcome. And for me, it's always for the good of all and according to the free will of all. It's a mysterious thing, magic. It really is. But you know it when you're experiencing it.
I have to say that I completely understand what you're talking about with flow, because I've had that experience multiple times in my life. And it's so hard to describe because it almost feels otherworldly. It feels like your vibration has been taken up to this level that is outside of our reality, outside of our time and what's happening here. And it's like riding a sled down a hill. You just go with it. And I mean,
that's it.
It's really beautiful. It feels so good. But then when you drop out of it, it can be kind of depressing.
It can be. But I think the more that you do it, you're just in that state a lot more often. You know, for me, my easiest way to get into that state is go for a walk in nature or just go hang out with a tree or do some gardening or something. For other people, it might be dancing or cooking or lovemaking or whatever it might be. But it's about being in the zone. And then I think it's a series of conscious actions that direct that, flow, amplify the things in your life that you want to amplify, and then move your energy away from those things that you're finding less agreeable or harmful. I don't really get that feeling of depression anymore from when I'm not in that state. Maybe just because I've been doing it for so long. But I do notice it's very palpable when I go through periods of time again where I'm back in the flow. You know it. And it also, it's creative too. When I'm in the flow of magic, I'm also writing songs. It just feels like everything's a bit easier. You're going with the flow of the river rather than swimming upstream. On my first trip to Mexico, I was traveling with my son. My son is now 29. We were in the town called Mérida, and I was very much a tourist. I didn't know anything, didn't speak any Spanish, nothing like that. And we were going out and about and going to all the remote pyramid kind of sacred structures around that area. So I went to one of these places, and it was actually up along the Guatemalan border. It was really remote. I remember doing 60 kilometers along a really rutted dirt road to get to it. And at that point, maybe not now, you were able to climb up and get to the top of this pyramid, all overgrown. So I went up there, and the day before I had learnt just the names of the gods that relate to the four elements. I don't remember them now. I stood on top of that pyramid, and I wasn't trying to do any magic or anything like that. I just thought, I will pay my respects to the gods of this land. And I turned to each cardinal direction, and I kind of, you know, curtsied or something and said, you know, I acknowledge and I honor you, and I know that I'm here on your land, and thank you for welcoming me. That's it. That was that. We went back to town, and the next day I met there was a Mayan man wandering around, and he was selling cigars. And I thought, yeah, I'll buy some cigars. Why not? So I bought some cigars, and he said, oh, you're my first customer of the day. And he gave a blessing, and I've been working for hours and no one's bought anything, and la, la, la. And we began talking, and then he brought out this photo album of him, and he's a Mayan priest. And he invited me the next day. He said, we're having a ceremony tomorrow. Come to the ceremony in the square. So from 2 days before, I was honoring the gods on top of the pyramid. 2 days later, I was in the main square of Mérida, the only tourist, the only non-Indigenous person in the ceremony, blowing a freaking conch shell and being part of it. It's like I opened myself to the gods of the land, and then the priest, he was the one doing this annual ceremony, through a series of also just being open and being kind and seeing that this guy needed some support. He was selling this stuff. Why not support him? That this beautiful flow that just led me there. And part of it was just being kind and being open and letting magic flow, being willing to be there at the right time and right place, you know?
Your first story about having the dream about the flower. I think I had one of those dreams when I was in high school, and you know, I woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, that's never going to happen. And I've talked about it in another podcast, so I won't go into it here. Then it came true a year later, and it was so, it blew my mind. And I wrote about it in my diary, and then I forgot about all that for a while. And then I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s. And one night I had this dream about this blouse that was fabulous. It was so fabulous and simple and rustic and so cool. And a week later, an old neighbor, when I went to go visit my mother in Illinois, came and brought me the exact blouse.
Exactly.
And I thought, okay. And I think we have those dreams because, I mean, something in us is either saying, hey, wake up. There's more to this than you understand and can realize. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's time to embrace it and maybe do some work so that you can get more in the flow or understand more of this reality that we're in.
That's right.
But it took a couple knocks on my door for me to start paying attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank goodness spirit or the universe, that magic doesn't give up on us.
No, it never does. It never does. It's just like the flow is always there. It's just about dropping into it. You know, I don't want to create the illusion that I'm always in this state of magical connection. I'm not. But I just also have cranky days and days when I just feel like disconnected and or full of despair or whatever. But for me, it's always helpful just to do whatever I need to do to reconnect with nature. Nature's always my gateway. you know, whatever that might be, hiking or even watching a nature doco or something like that. It's just about coming back into that zone of remembering the incredible miracle that we're part of. It's about opening up and remembering that we are spirit, that spirit isn't something outside of us, that in my view anyway, that spirit is everything. It's not even that spirit's within everything. Matter is spirit as well. They're not separate in my worldview anyway. So recognizing and remembering that we're not separate from this great miracle. We're not separate from the stars. We're not separate from the flowers. We are them. You know, it's all part of the one thing. And the more that we recognize that, then the more that magic can flow. And yeah, I think these kind of things like those precognitive dreams or our wake-up calls are just like, hey, don't forget. This is a miracle. Don't think everything has to be logical. Don't be limited by your physical senses. I have seen ghosts. There's no doubt about that. I've had some good experiences with ghosts. Especially in that old house I lived in Melbourne, I used to see an old, just a man who, an old guy who'd just often stand at the end of the bed and, you know, kind of started out creeping me out, but then it didn't. And I used to run witchcraft workshops in my house in Melbourne, and there's one girl there. I don't really count myself as psychic. I don't know what I am, you know, but there's one girl there who really was psychic. Like she just saw and heard a lot of things that the rest of us aren't seeing and hearing. And during one of these lessons, she got up, and we were in the front room that used to be my bedroom where this ghost man used to sometimes appear. She got up to use the bathroom, and she came back, walked down the hall and came back, and she said, you know, you've got an old man standing down the hall there, don't you? And I'm like, yeah, I've met him. He's cool. He's fine. So, you know, it's like I hadn't mentioned anything. And she specifically said old man. I had a scary experience of a ghost-like entity when I was in my house in Santa Fe, where I woke up really terrified at And I really felt that person, right? Like it wasn't a pleasant experience. And like I was really shaken afterwards, which is incredibly rare for me. I never have nightmares or anything like that. It was weird. But I think the land itself, like I was saying before we started the interview, that when I was living in Santa Fe, I would hike every single morning and I would connect deeply with the land. And now I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm doing the same. I'm wanting to know every tree. I'm wanting to explore the details. You know, I often sign off all my emails, you know, love and magic, Wendy. And to me, that's it. They're kind of just so intertwined. It's that same feeling of recognizing what's love other than opening your heart and recognizing the other in yourself. And then extend that out to the cosmos, and that's magic to me.
Right about now, I'm usually thanking you for listening to Bite-Sized Blessings. But this time, I'm going to do something a little different. I'd like to ask you to consider rating and reviewing the podcast wherever you find it, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or Amazon Music. Please consider leaving a rating or a review. It helps others find us. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming. Thank you for listening to episode 62 of Bite-Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds us, if only we open our eyes to it. I'd like to thank my talented and lovely guest today, Wendy Rule, for sharing all of her stories with me, as well as the creators of the music used, Alexander Nakarada, Chilled Music, Music L Files, Raphael Crux, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please go to the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to books, music, magic, and miracles I think will lift and inspire you. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Wendy. Find your flow, and then use that flow to connect to not only your own magic, but the magic that's all around you.